So I've spoken to a couple of your rowers this morning, and they seem like they've had basically a lion today compared to normal. What is the training schedule like for the rowers here?
So it's pretty tough. It's quite relentless. The session this morning was just a cardio session on the rowing machines. So we've got some racing coming up this weekend, so it's not too tough at the moment. But general training, we'll do 12 sessions a week, twice a day with one day off. And that's around classes. So it's why you have to go really early in the morning and really late at night, because obviously the athletes on the team are full-time students.
So there's a lot of discussion in the kind of sporting community in Cambridge University at the moment as to whether students should have more flexibility. Lots of universities have Wednesday afternoons off, so no lecture schedules, so that they can go and compete in like the Bucks Leagues. Do you think that there should be that sort of flexibility in Cambridge?
I don't know. I think at a university level, it's different. It's a different ballgame to being at school. I definitely think at a school level, there should be timetabled games, if you like. I think that's just my opinion. I think at university, you're it's a different environment and people are maturing, and I think having extracurricular activity of any sort is really positive, and you know, particularly at the high level, whatever you do, I think is a great thing to have in conjunction with the academics. And I think actually that activity helps the academics as well, and I think that's probably understated a little bit.
The bumps competition for the colleges is happening at the moment. How many of your athletes have come up through college rowing, and how many have come in straight away and trialled because they were, I don't know, great British athletes beforehand?
We have a big mix, actually. There's there's a few people from all those environments. I think the college rowing is great, and the bumps is a fantastic event, actually. Unfortunately, the boat race team don't compete for their colleges in the length bumps, but they will be in the maze. So that's part of the experience, and they love it. And and it's great to see, actually, and it's something very different from rowing anywhere else. And like before coming to Cambridge, I'd heard of it and even seen some of it on the Tideway with the hospital bumps, but it's nothing quite like the Cambridge bumps, actually, and it's great fun to watch.
So the crew announcement is next week. Do you know who you're going to pick already, or is there still time for the rowers to get that final grade?
A selection isn't complete yet, and whilst there is a crew announcement next week, it's not necessarily the be-all and end-all. So my priority is making sure that we get the fastest blue boat and the fastest goalie boat, and we still have some selection to finish off. A couple of injuries at the moment to deal with and consider as well, which is, you know, part of sport at, you know, this level. You know, we'll see how the next couple of weeks pan out.
And it's an obvious question and obvious answer, I'm sure, but are you confident about Cambridge's chances this year?
I think we're in a good place, actually. I think the boys have trained really well. I think they're mentally in a good space as well. I think they're working really well as a team, which is really important. So they're really competitive on the water or in the gym. But when they're off and they're together, it's a really good atmosphere. The ethos is really good, and you know, everyone's trying to support each other, you know, on, you know, in the sporting environment, but out in the classrooms as well, which is really positive. And you know, we started the year fairly well. We finished at the Forth Head of the River back in November, ahead of Oxford's top four, which is great. But particularly as it's not happened since 2007, so you know, it's put us on a reasonable footing to start with. And you know, that's not the be all and end all, but I think it shows that we're starting to produce some results, and the guys are seeing some results from the product of their focus and the training and the discipline that they need to undergo to perform at the boat race.